Very good morning, everybody. I'm not sure whether, when you read those two verses, it's probably not the first time you've read them. And you may have thought, I know what Jesus said about these things. I just want to spend a bit of time this morning just reminding us and maybe introducing the idea of the fact that these words weren't just for people who had never heard about the gospel message, but these are words for you and me because we're people, perhaps in many cases, who know what this gospel message is. And to remind ourselves that the words that Jesus spoke were the most challenging words that this world's ever heard. And sometimes, because we get very familiar with the words, we maybe lose just how challenging these words are. So what we want to do this morning in our half an hour that we've got together, to think about this idea of priorities. First things first. Now already this day is whatever it is, how many hours gone. And I don't know when you woke up this morning, what was the first thing on your mind? What was the first thing that you felt was important? The first thought that you had? The first words that you spoke? What's the first thing? What's the priority for me today? And this idea of help from Jesus with our priorities is really intended to give us all a bit of a nudge, to challenge ourselves, to see what it is that Jesus would want from us in our discipleship. Now, in case you didn't need reminding, I just thought I'd let you know. I don't know whether it's a general election as kind of... It doesn't feel very Christmassy out there. But it won't be long before the Easter eggs are in the shops, will it? It won't be long before the January sales have started on Christmas Eve. It's as if we live in a world where everything is ahead of the game. And it always seems in perhaps our society that we are chasing things. We're trying to keep on top of things. And there are things trying to grab our attention. It's as if the world around us is saying, this is our priority. This is now what you need to put first because it's the most important thing that you need to apply yourself to. And in all of that noise, Jesus is saying to us, here's what you need to put first. Here's what you need to listen to. Here's what you need to understand. And so every day, you and I are making choices. Now, this little lad reminds me of someone who I know, and I have to stop thinking it's him. It's not. It's a general picture. But the idea of, do I go for what I know is good for me, or do I go for what looks really, really attractive? What's the pull? What's the choice? And maybe every day you and I are fighting with making a choice, which is the right thing to do, which is best for me. Wow, but this one looks so appealing. And I don't know how good you are, and you don't know how good or how bad I am at making the right choice. But it's as if our life is a series of choices every day. And Jesus says, you know, you really need to think long and hard about making the right choice and about putting first the things that really matter in your life. And it's really hard because our natural tendency may always have to be to pull in a direction that isn't the one that God would have us do or that Jesus has taught that we should do. And in fact, right from the beginning, if you think about the message of Jesus, it was about change. It was about a call for people to reorganize their life priorities. And that's not easy. It's not easy at all. And we can't pretend that it's easy. And that's why Jesus said it's a really good idea that you come together with others who might share these same ideals and encourage and help each other to stick with the things that really matter. Because doing it on your own is really hard, because our natural inclination might be to put first the things that aren't good for us, that aren't best for us. So he gives us a word of instruction and guidance. He gives us characters in here which show us people who got it right and people who got it wrong. And Jesus teaches, here's what you need to know about priorities. And the word that he spoke was a word of challenge and change. That's that word repentance that we come across in the Bible so often. To change your direction and to go in a different way. In other words, have a different set of priorities. A different order in your life of the things that you ought to put first. And of course, one of the challenges that we've all got, I think, I know I've got, is we kind of go through life thinking that life is all about things. Life is all about getting things and having things. There was a lovely quote I remember from somewhere, which was, we spend the first half of our life accumulating things, and we spend the latter part of our life trying to walk around them. It's like we fill our house to a point, not looking at Jean and David as I say this, but we fill our house to a point where literally we think, well, what have I got all this stuff and what do I do with it? Because I can't fit anything else in, or I can't do anything else with what I've got. I've got to just get rid of it. And it's not that we've necessarily bad people because that's how it is. It's just a natural thing. We think life consists of having things. And as perhaps we get older and wiser, we realise that actually wasn't the priority, was it? I came across this quote. I want to share this with you. You might have seen it before. We are spending our lives striving to buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. And I just thought that's wonderful. This chap, Clive Hamilton, he's an Australian, he's an academic, but he writes a lot about the human condition and what he sees in the Western world. And he says this is what he observes. And when you read that, we can laugh, but we probably see a little bit of that in ourselves. You know? Why do I want something? Why am I struggling to get something that once I've got it, I don't actually feel that it's really changed my life, but I've got it, I don't need it, but at least I can show somebody else, look what I've got, and impress them for 5 minutes. And that's it. And Jesus said, your life's more than that. Life is not about that. And if that's your priority, you will never, ever find true fulfillment. You might find a degree of temporary happiness, but you won't find true fulfillment, because life is more than that. And because it's more than that, Jesus said you'll have different priorities. If your priority was to fill your life with stuff, and then that will guide how we spend every moment of every day. If our life is about filling it with the things that really matter, filling our life with the Lord Jesus, filling our life with the gospel, filling the life with the things our Heavenly Father wants, that's a very different set of priorities. So when Jesus came and spoke, he was challenging the people of his generation, but he's challenging you and me. And arguably, challenging you and me, it's an even bigger challenge for us. Because we live in a society where it seems to be success and happiness is measured by what you've got. And those words that we've read really put things very differently, don't they? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If your Bible's not open, just want to open it with me. It's that last few verses of Matthew chapter 6. We didn't read the verse, but the verses before verse 24, you can't serve two masters. You can't actually go about a life where you're trying to keep everything, as it were, happy. If the master in your life is having things, you can't compete. It doesn't work together. He said you can't serve God and money. You can't serve a desire for having things and a desire to serving God. They're not compatible. You might seek first God's kingdom, says Jesus. The things that you need, you'll get. Not the things that you want, but the things that you need, you will get. But he says you can't serve God and money. If people serve two, you fall down, says Jesus. So he says in that verse 25, therefore I say to you, don't worry about your life. Now that's very easy to say that, isn't it? Now the ESV version that Sam read, don't be anxious. And further down, when we read the word worry in the King James or New King James, we will come across the word anxious. An anxious age in which we live. People are anxious about having the right things, enough things, the best things. People get anxious about having it. And Jesus is saying, Don't be anxious. Don't worry about the things that everybody else might be worrying about, like our food. What are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? Is not your life more than food and your body more than clothing? God has made your and my amazing body. We might not think it's amazing sometimes, but it is an amazing body. And we worry more about what actually we put on it than how amazing it is. We worry more perhaps about the food we might eat than the spiritual food that truly gives us life. Jesus says, you've got to reprioritize. You've got to put first the things that really matter. Because our natural inclination is not to do it in the right order. We'll put the wrong things first. We'll fill our life with things. We'll be anxious about what we might physically have. And Jesus says, you need to put first the things to do with your spiritual self, with serving your Heavenly Father, because you can't serve Him and be anxious about all those other things. And so that verse towards the end of the chapter, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God. Now we could spend hours and hours just reflecting on that very verse. First, what might that mean in practical terms? Seeking first the kingdom of God. Seeking first. So Jesus is saying, your number one priority, Mick. He's saying this to me, and he's saying it to you too. Your number one priority above anything else is to seek, to search, to look hard, to be diligent in searching for what God would have us understand of His kingdom and His right ways, the things that God has taught. That's what He says is first. And then all those other things that you might worry about, don't worry. Just think about those things that really matter. Don't worry about tomorrow. You don't know whether tomorrow's going to be here. Don't worry about accumulating enough to get that thing that you think is going to transform your life next week, next month, next year. You may not be here to enjoy it. Seek first, today, now, put as your number one priority the things concerning the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, I said the word priorities in its plural sense. That's the number one priority. But a few times Jesus talks, and in conversation, talks and uses the phrase first. Just do this first. So when Jesus says first, it kind of makes you sit up, because it's Jesus giving some instruction that says, this is a priority. Now, I don't know what your priorities are, and you don't know what my priorities are. We'd like to think, wouldn't we, if we're listening to what Jesus is saying, number one is I'm seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness. But there's other priorities too in here that I'm going to suggest from Jesus we can see. Can you just turn back, it might be turning back a page, in Matthew chapter 5. And Jesus uses the phrase of first again. There's a little section in verse 21 of chapter 5. And he talks here about relationships with people. So this is part of Jesus' teaching to say, if you want to, in effect, seek God's kingdom first, you've got to follow in God's ways, you've got to live in the right ways that He's declared, and here's one way in which you do that. He says, you've heard before about don't murder. Well, we all remember that. So that's in the Old Testament laws. But I say to you, if you're angry with a brother without a cause, you'll be in danger of judgment. And he goes on, verse 23, if you bring your gift to the altar and remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. He says, first be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. So Jesus is saying, look, If you want to be right with God, and you want to offer to God and show your love to God and make offerings to God, you say, well, what you've got to do, remember, is the Lord doesn't want you to be hateful towards your brother. He says, if you want to love God, well, first, just make sure you make it up with your brother. Don't be angry with them. First, he says, a priority. If there are relationships that you have got where it's not right and there is hatred, he says, put it right first. Now, I find that really challenging. Really challenging. God's saying, come and worship me. Come and love me and offer to me your life and give me your love. And Jesus is saying, absolutely, that's what we've got to do. Seek God's kingdom first. But you know, if you want to go to God, well, just make sure you're loving your brother. Just make sure that you're putting those things right. Don't come along and say, I love you, God, but hate your brother. He said, well, look, sort those things out too. That's a part of following me. And it says, do that first. That's a priority. Now, I'm not going to ask you who's coming to your mind as I'm saying these things. But where there are broken relationships and damages which have been done, and it brings out the worst in us, if I want to seek first God's kingdom and the right ways that go with that, then actually I need to first be aware of my need to bring about reconciliation and healing in relationships with individuals. You can see why the words that Jesus spoke were so challenging. Imagine that. Think, Jesus, well, hang on a minute. I can't. Such and such, and my neighbours are right so and so, and I can't get on with my brother, and we've had a big fallout in the family, or the people who I worship with, there is somebody there who I really don't like at all. Jesus said, well, look, if you want to come to God, come with the right attitude. You can't come with the right attitude if you don't first reconcile those things which are broken. You have to show the right ways of God in your relationships with others. Look at another first. That one there in Matthew chapter 7. The opening verses talk about judging other people. And Jesus says, you know, you'll be judged the way you judge others. And look what he says in verse 3. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? So this is Jesus effectively giving a cartoon, isn't it, in words, which we can really imagine. And it's true, isn't it? We can always see the faults in other people, but we can't see our own. This is what Jesus is talking about. You know, Jesus understood how we think. And Jesus is saying, why do we go about seeing the tiniest fault in others, and yet we miss, as you said, the plank, the gaping faults in our own makeup? How can you say to your brother, let me remove your speck from the eye and the planks in your own? How can I go around telling other people, you need to sort yourself out, brother or sister. You need to change. You need to be different if you want to be like the Lord Jesus. How can I do that when I've got planks in my eye? I can't see very well. I can't help you. So what does Jesus say? Hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye so that you can see clearly enough to help others. You see, Jesus has been very practical but very challenging. And of course, it's hard. It's hard. First, I've got to see for who I am. And that has a big impact then on how I go about my attitude towards other people. And where they're not getting it right, it makes me be more understanding and more compassionate and more forgiving and more supportive, because I realise that the guidance that Jesus is giving me is first, work on your own blemishes. Work on your own things that stop you exercising effective judgment, as it were. Do it first before you jump in and decide what other people need to do that they might change. And what was the first commandment? Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And this came about when a man came to Jesus and said, which is the most important thing? He said, well, this is it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, with everything about you. This is the first. This is number one. This is the priority. And if we do that, that will have a bearing on all these other things. If I'm putting him first, if I'm seeking first his kingdom and righteousness, if I realise that before I worry about others, I think about myself in terms of my own faults and work on those. If I think first about the importance of relationships with others, because my attitude to others will be an indication of how I feel about my God. Jesus said these aren't priorities. It's what you've got to put first. Now, I don't know if anything that we've touched on here has resonated with you, touched a little raw nerve with you, pricked a conscience of but without you, as it does for me every time I read the words of Jesus. Because if they don't prick our conscience, and if they don't prompt us to change, I'm going to suggest it's not worth reading, is it? Because that was the whole purpose of the message and the mission of Jesus, was to change human beings. So if we just read it and nothing changes, it's been a waste of time. It is driving us, it's compelling us to change our life and to put things in a different order, which is not natural or easy. So how are you going to work on it, and how am I going to work on it? Okay, because I know that these things weren't first in my life last week. Other things crept in. Other things became more important. In the busyness of my world and perhaps the busyness of your world, other things became more important. Let me share this with you for a moment. You may have seen this before. It's not a scriptural thing, but it's something which a man who was a religious man. But he said, if you want to organise yourself, think about where you put your time and energy and effort. And he drew up this way of thinking about our life. And if you like, we drop things into boxes, components. For some of us, at that top left-hand box, everything is urgent and everything's important. I've got to do it now. It's a matter of life and death. I've got to do it now. And we run around like crazy trying to do everything, all of the time. And you end up burning yourself out and you can't cope. And because everything's important and everything that's urgent, most things get forgotten and overlooked. But also there are things in our life that will be the opposite. Oh, it's not urgent, it's not important, I'll put that off. It doesn't matter that much. Well, some of the things we've been thinking about today, they are such. You know, Jesus taught people very often about putting things right with God. Things are important that we're reading here, but we need to work at them in a way that enables us to understand what it is that the Lord wants. Not in a moment of, oh yeah, I'll follow the Lord Jesus, but to really understand properly. And really, and that's what that lighter green box is about. It's important. It's not urgent in the sense of, just baptise me then today, please. Jesus is full of stories of people who said, yes, Lord, I love you and I want to commit myself to you. And Jesus said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to follow me. Jesus told a story about the different sorts of soil, didn't he? And some of it grew up and he got choked because the cares of this life, other things became more important. There was no root. So the importance of getting roots in our life. Jesus said, some people respond to the gospel message like the seed that's sown, and it just gets snatched away because it never really takes any root at all in the soil. So you and I need to think about what is that is really important. These things that the Lord has told us are really important, and we need to make sure we're getting our priorities therefore right. Now, how do you know what your priorities are, and how do you know that they're right? Now, what if I said this to you? If I said to you, unbeknown to you, we had a film crew following you around last week. A kind of fly on the wall documentary, as we call it. You didn't know the cameras were there, but they were filming you. They were recording every conversation you had. They recorded everything you did, everywhere you went, every discussion that you were involved with, every list you wrote, Every thought you had that you expressed was all captured in a documentary. And we're now going to play it back. And if you watched it, or indeed you showed it to a complete stranger and said, can I just ask you to watch this film? And when you've watched this film, could you tell me what you think the priorities are for that person? Would they know that your priority were the things that Jesus has been saying? Would they know that your priority was seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Would they know that your priority was to put things right in relationships that weren't right? Would they know that your priority was to sort out the things in your own eye before I addressed those of others? Would it show that your priority was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind? So I put it in these terms to just kind of convey that sense of, I wonder what people would notice. Or, I can't change last week, but I can change this week. If the camera crew is going to be following me around this week, what would they film? What would they notice? Now, of course, it's not a camera crew that follows you around. It's the Lord Jesus, isn't it? It's our Heavenly Father who follows you around. He knows what your priorities are. He knows what my priorities are. And I can ask him every day to help me with those priorities. There are always going to be things that I could do better to put first the things that really matter. Now, I hope that the things that we thought about then this morning might encourage you, not frighten you, but encourage you that we're in this together. We're all embarked on a mission that the Lord Jesus has called us to change the way things happen in our life and work on these things. It's a lifelong task. It's like painting the fourth bridge. We never stop working on trying to make sure I'm putting first the things that God would want me to put first, and listening to the words of the Lord Jesus and letting them challenge me every day. You won't spot a camera, remember, in your room filming you. But will you spot the Lord? And will you know that he's encouraging you to put first the things that need to be first?